from the outside, and I'm alive. I have never been quiet. I have never been quaint. And I have failed at every diet. They'll say it's lack of self-restraint. I've got stories I could tell. Are you listening? Wounds that flare and swell. Conditioning vices that rebel. Imprisoning myself from the outside, and I'm alive. I will always be loud. I have always been free. No matter what, I will be proud. And I will always be me.
Making her Girly So Groovy radio debut, an artist and voice that I am quickly becoming obsessed with. Toronto R&B soul musician Jennarie is her name, J-E-N-N-A-R-I-E, Jennarie, released a new EP recently called Never Been Small. We heard the title track from Jennarie. There is something so sultry about her vocals. And if you're a Begonia fan like I am, you must be hearing Begonia in that voice. Such similar voices, but no, Jennarie is her name. In the middle, we head over to Edmonton, Alberta for folk rock singer-songwriter Dominique Adams. Her latest album is called To Keep. We heard the song Fine Lines. And then kicking off the set, Montreal folk rock singer-songwriter Ada Lee. Her newest album is When I Paint My Masterpiece. We heard the song Something in the Wind from Ada Lee. All three artists, Ada Lee, Dominique Adams, Jennarie, you can find their albums and EP on Bandcamp. Well worth checking out each of these musicians. Speaking of a musician that I have been obsessed for now nearly three decades, Americana singer-songwriter, American treasure, Patty Griffin. Listen, this world we are living in can sometimes be a difficult one to navigate through. I've got a song from Patty Griffin right now that hopefully will spark a little resilience and tenacity. The song is called I Don't Ever Give Up. So right now, let's dive into that. Patty Griffin to fuel our fire here on Girly So Groovy.
I'm no kid in a kid's game. Did what I did. I got no one to blame. But I don't give up. It's all I got. It's my claim to fame. I'm no fighter, but I'm fighting. It's all worth. washed up in the stream. I don't ever give up. I don't ever give up. I don't ever give up. No, I don't ever give up. street light, I'm suffocating summer night. I'm each of the steps on the stairway. I'm a shadow in the doorframe. I'm a tap, tap of a lunar moth on the stair beat on his bed. His soul is trapped in that room, but I crawled back in my mother's womb. From the earth, nothing from the sea, not a God Almighty thing. I'm a midnight ride, storm born on fire, not flying. I'm an angel of the morning too, the promise that the dawn will bring you, you, you. I'm the one who can't be counted out. I'm the dove thrown into bed. I can roll and shake and rattle. I'm the moon's dark side. I'm the solar flare. The child of the earth, the child of the air. I am the mother of the evening star. I am the love that conquers all.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from Montreal folk rock singer-songwriter Alison Russell. Night Flyer is the name of the song. That is from her debut album, Outside Child. Alison Russell's announced that she is heading out on tour with Sarah McLachlan. She's the opening act for Sarah McLachlan's latest tour, and I think that is going to be an absolutely gorgeous pairing of voices. What a great tour that's going to be. Mavis Staples in the middle there, my hero, my idol, my mama Mavis at 86 years old, national treasure, soul singer, and civil rights icon. Mavis Staples returns with her latest album, Sad and Beautiful World, an album of tailored ballads and reluctant, relevant covers extending from Tom Waits and Leonard Cohen, Kevin Morby, and in this particular case, Frank Ocean. The song Godspeed from Mavis Staples. Just Mavis's voice, that opening line, I will always love you. It just shoots right to my heart. Just an absolute spitfire of positivity and joy. That is what Mavis Staples is to me. And then, of course, starting that set, Patty Griffin, I Don't Ever Give Up is the name of the track. That is from Patty Griffin's album, Children Running Through. When I think back on this particular episode of Girly So Groovy, I think of voices like Mavis Staples, Alison Russell, Dinah Washington, Sergeant and Comrade. And I just think about Black History Month. Valerie June as well, Green Tea Peng, these voices that are worth celebrating in the month of February, but more importantly, lifting these voices all year long. This year, I made the decision not to do just a full 2 hours, but rather stitch these voices throughout the entire month. But let's be honest, we are stitching these voices throughout the entire 25 years of Girly So Groovy. The show would be nothing if it wasn't for celebrating and amplifying these voices that deserve and need to be heard. Okay, we are going to wrap up this episode. I can't believe we've come to the end of another 2 hours of Girly So Groovy. Before we do that, though, I want to leave you with a little bit of homework. I mentioned this. I've already mentioned this. I will mention it again. If you ever miss an episode, if you're sitting in your car and you want to continue this episode, if you just want to listen again, know that you can find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy online. All you need to do is go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. No need for a membership. All you need to do is press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. Hey, would you ever want to get a request on the program? It's super easy. All you need to do is message me through our social media channels. We're on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Or Instagram, it's a little easier there. You can find us at GSG Radio. Now, with both of those, you have your messaging options. I would love to know, which bands or musicians do you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love? You listen to the show. You know the sense of what this show is. Yeah, we genre hop, but you get a vibe for what the show is. So if there is an artist that you think would work well in this 2 hour mixtape, definitely shoot me a message. Priority always goes to you, the loyal listener, you, the mutual music nerd, as opposed to, I love musicians and bands that reach out wanting to try and get their music on the airwaves, but it's you, the loyal listener, that priority goes to. Okay, I give you your homework. Simple, easy ways to stay in touch all week long with the show. Also with those social media channels, every week the posts, the playlists get printed, get posted. You'll also find links to our Mixcloud listening page and links to the bands and musicians featured. Okay, so that is that. As I mentioned, Girly So Groovy is turning 25 years old. This upcoming July marks our quarter of a century birthday for this program. It has been on the air since July 2001, thanks to CJAM 99.1 FM, the University of Windsor's campus radio station that airs through the Windsor and Detroit listening area. Since then, Girly So Groovy is syndicated coast to coast across Canada and down south in the United States on nearly 20 community and campus stations. This program would have not blossomed into what it is if it wasn't for these incredible radio stations. Remember, all of these radio stations that carry Girly So Groovy are not for profit. Many of these stations will be doing a spring fundraiser. It's as easy as this. If you want to thank the station for making room in their busy schedule, just simply go to their website. There will be some way for you to donate to this station. Don't have time to do a shout out to all the radio stations that carry Girly So Groovy. Every week, though, I try to spotlight one or two stations. So earlier I mentioned how we are in the Chicago area. Well, every Monday night, 10 until midnight, we are on WLTL 88.1 FM in LaGrange, Illinois, suburbs to Chicago. And a huge thank you. They were one of the earliest stations to grab Girly So Groovy, and absolutely love them for that. What else do I want to share with you? Not much other than, how are we going to wrap up this full 2 hours? You know what? I just thought of who I want to wrap up the full 2 hours with. A band that I don't think has been featured on Girly So Groovy for quite some time. This is a band that trailblazed through college radio in the 80s and 90s. Also, the folk rock that they've created is their own signature sound, but really has shaped Canadian folk rock as well. I am talking about the band Cowboy Junkies. We're going to reach back to their album, what is the album title again? Lay It Down is the name of the album. We're going to listen to the song A Common Disaster. Again, just Cowboy Junkies, such an incredible act. Listen, before we totally sign off, whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 25 years, the fact that you made it here to this little community campus radio show just wouldn't happen without you. This show is because of you. So I don't take it lightly. Thanks for tuning in. Know that I sincerely mean that. Here we go. Cowboy Junkies here on Girly So Groovy.
This is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind, I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car, you were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do, take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin, don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant, don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's, you know what I like. Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. Any hobby or special interest has its own jargon. You'll pick up on the silly slang that birders use as you go, like calling the yellow-rumped warbler butterbutt. Still, learning a few basics of bird vocab is useful when you're starting out. It'll help you ask better questions when you're confused. And there's a good place to look for those vocab terms: the opening pages of a bird field guide. Most of the book is made up of species descriptions, but the first few sections have general info about what to call the different parts of a bird, basics on bird behavior, and birding tips. So it's a quick and helpful read before a trip to find birds. For now, here are a few vocab words to get you started. The feathers on top of a bird's head are called the crown. Bird vocalizations come in two general types: songs, used to attract mates, and calls, with other meanings such as alarm or just, "Hey, I'm over here." The bright white lines found on many songbirds' wings are called wing bars. Like any language, the more you immerse yourself, the faster you'll learn. For Bird Note, I'm Jonice Franklin.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Hi.